Skidmore, Missouri, population 300 and change. On April 11th, 2001, Branson Perry's house on West Oak Street is buzzing like a hornet's nest. Branson and his friend are frantically tidying the house while two grease-stained mechanics work on a Dodge pickup outside. At 3 p.m., Branson tosses a pair of orange jumper cables over his shoulder and tells his friend he's running them outside to the shed, 30 paces away from his house. In bare feet, Branson steps into the spring sunlight and slips out of history, before anyone even knows he's gone.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
What is up, crime crew? Ed here from Murder Unscripted, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crime in a fraction of the time. But do not worry, because our full-length deep dives still drop every Tuesday, so hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out. Now let's get into this week's mini. Branson Perry isn't Skidmore's typical farm kid. He's a wiry 5'9" Hapkido black belt with a heart that often races from a tachycardia condition. After graduating from Nottoway Holt High School in 1999, Branson made a living as a roofer and even helped wrangle goats for a local traveling petting zoo. But his real dream was to join the Navy once that heart of his settles down. Home is now a bachelor pad that Branson shares with his recently divorced dad, Bob, who's been in the hospital the past few weeks recovering from heart surgery. Mom Rebecca lives across town, but Grandma Joanne stops by most mornings with casseroles and plenty of gossip. But four nights before our case takes place, Branson's seemingly tidy life spun off its axis. Branson's neighbor, Jason Bierman, threw a party. When it ended, Branson stumbled home, woozy, and called his dad in the hospital, telling them he thinks he's been drugged, causing him to strip naked at the party, shave off all of his body hair, and dance around the room in front of everyone. Worse yet, he believes Bierman also took advantage of him in an upstairs bedroom. Bob is furious at Bierman for exploiting him. Unfortunately, until Bob's home from the hospital, he won't be able to confront Bierman. 4 days later, on April 11th, 2001, Branson calls his friend Jenna and asks if she'd like to come over and help him tidy the house for his father's imminent return from the hospital. Jenna agrees, and the pals spend the afternoon vacuuming carpets, scrubbing floors, and dusting off end tables. Outside in the driveway, two mechanics are working on Bob's car, which needed a new alternator. Around 3 o'clock, Branson hollers to Jenna that he's going to run a pair of jumper cables out to the shed, adjacent to his property. Barefoot, he walks 30 paces to the shed, while Jenna continues cleaning. Branson is never seen or heard from again. The next morning, Grandma Joanne makes her daily stop to Branson's place, where she finds the front door unlocked and the stereo blaring. Branson's keys, his wallet, his inhaler, and all of his karate gear are sitting in plain sight. Joanne's stomach drops. She calls Bob in the hospital, as well as Branson's mom, Rebecca. Neither have heard from Branson. When Branson is reported missing, volunteers and police from the Nottoway County Sheriff's Office swarm a 15-mile radius around Branson's house. They search pastures, grain silos, abandoned wells, divers scour local ponds, and cadaver dogs comb the cornfields. There's not a single trace of Branson or his jumper cables. Strangely, though, 2 weeks later, the jumper cables mysteriously appear inside the door of Branson's shed, wiped clean of any prints, as if someone was playing a sick joke, but not explaining why. Investigators interview more than 100 people. Rumors spill that Branson owed money to meth dealers, that he hitchhiked to Kansas City, or that he OD'd on amphetamine since he was seen carrying a bottle of Valium the day he disappeared. Every tip circles to the same dead end. Then comes Jack Wayne Rogers, a 59-year-old Presbyterian minister, Boy Scout leader, and self-taught surgeon. In April of 2003, Rogers was arrested in Columbia after a botched, gender-affirming operation performed with a hunting knife in a hotel room. On Rogers' computer, police find child pornography and sadistic message board posts under names like Buggerbutt and Oh Hail Satan. One post brags about picking up a blonde male hitchhiker, then raping, mutilating, and burying him deep in the Ozarks. Police freeze. Could Rogers be talking about Branson? More red flags arise when detectives also find a turtle claw necklace, just like one that Branson was known to wear, inside Rogers' car. When questioned, Rogers says it's all a fantasy made up in his imagination. He says not only wasn't he involved in Branson's disappearance, he doesn't even know the kid. Unfortunately, police are unable to prove otherwise, and in 2004, Rogers is handed a 30-year sentence for the illegal surgery and possessing child porn. Over the next two decades, heartbreak stacks like winter wood. Bob Perry dies in 2004 with the mystery surrounding his son left unanswered. That same year, Branson's pregnant cousin, 23-year-old Bobbie Jo Stinnett, a name synonymous with true crime, was murdered, and her unborn baby removed from her by a cruel cesarean section. In June 2009, police do recover a credible tip that sends excavators to the town of Quitman. There, they dig a 23-foot-wide hole, basically the size of a small swimming pool, but come up empty. In 2011, melanoma takes the life of Branson's mom, Rebecca. Her obituary lists Branson as having preceded her in death, and she's buried beside an empty plot engraved with his name and the date he disappeared, April 11th, 2001. In August of 2022, newly appointed Sheriff Randy Strong did announce a possible suspect in Branson's disappearance, but would not reveal his name. Strong says, quote, "We just need the evidence." As of this recording, Branson has been missing 24 years, 1 month, and 25 days. He would be 44 years old. Did a predator stroll up Oak Lane in broad daylight? Did Branson climb into a friend's truck thinking the ride was harmless? Or did tiny, tight-lipped Skidmore swallow its own dark secret? If you have any information on Branson Perry or his whereabouts, please contact the Nottoway County Sheriff's Office at 660-582-7451. That's all for this week's mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length deep dive. And until then, stay safe, stay curious, and stay unscripted.